Mission Network News, 4.5-minute version for Thursday, December 9th, 2004. In 3, 2, 1. A Christian orphanage is threatened in India. Millions of Christmas gifts leave the U.S. to help with outreach opportunities abroad, and construction teams are needed to help with Bible translation. These stories and more are straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in India, where a Christian orphanage has been threatened by anti-Christians in the state of Rajasthan. Bible Pathway Ministries supplies their materials to Hope Givers International, an organization that runs 88 orphanages there. Hope Giver Samuel Thomas.
One of the orphanages is planted in the most anti-Christian location. When I say anti-Christian location, anytime you send a Christian there, they'll either beat them or kill them or burn them alive.
That's exactly what they threatened to do. Despite police protection, Thomas was forced to move the children. But that doesn't mean ministry's over.
I asked Pastor Matthew, I said, what do you think? Should we change your location since it's so hard? These were his words. He says, for to me to live is Christ and to die is gain. I will not leave this place. I'll stay here.
Thomas says their ministry has impact as 97% of their children end up in full-time ministry. Next, 1.2 billion people around the world lack clean, safe drinking water. The problem's killing 30,000 people every day, and most of them are dying without Christ. That's why Living Water International is trying to raise awareness and support. Living Water's president, Jerry Wiles.
We're working in 11 African countries, and of course, Central and South America and Asia. So it's pretty exciting to be able to save lives and change destinies by bringing clean, safe drinking water. And, of course, we always bring the gospel with that.
Many of the thirsty are in areas without the gospel. Wiles says that's why Living Water is a strategic partner.
One of the things we're doing is working with church planting movements, where they're planting a church and drilling a well, and then the believers there will freely share their clean, safe drinking water with Muslims and Hindus and others. And really opens up the door for the gospel in ways that conventional strategies have not been effective.
$100 can provide water and the gospel to 100 people. You're listening to Mission Network News. Some 7 million needy children around the world will be receiving special Christmas presents this year, delivered in shoeboxes. The world's largest international Christmas project, Operation Christmas Child, is airlifting nearly 200,000 shoeboxes from locations in North Carolina and Colorado this week with the help of two of the world's largest airplanes. A project of Samaritan's Purse, the hand-delivered shoeboxes bring joy, hope, and the love of Christ to needy children in 95 countries. Meanwhile, Wycliffe Associates is recruiting construction teams to help add on and renovate four missionary schools in four countries. Wycliffe Associates' Bruce Smith tells us why.
One of the dynamics we're coping with in recent days is just the relocation of missionaries from areas where security has become a little bit more tenuous into other areas. And so we're making sure that those educational needs of the kids can be met so that the parents can stay on the field and do the translation work.
Wycliffe has permanent construction managers on site. That's giving you flexibility in planning a trip.
Whatever season that they're available, we can receive them when they're ready. They can stay 2 weeks, 2 months, however long the project is. And we support them with logistics, housing, food, travel planning, all of those kind of things to enable this project to come together.
Smith says questionable education for MKs is a major reason missionaries leave the field. 300 to 400 language projects could be affected when you help. And with Christmas approaching, believers are looking for ways to reach out. The Bible League is giving you a chance by purchasing children's Bibles for kids in Southeast Asia, Latin America, China, Eastern Europe, and former Soviet bloc nations. An investment of between $1.50 and $5 can make it happen. Gift cards are available online to let that special someone know you're giving in their honor. Pray that many kids will come to Christ as a result. Go to our website for details. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term mission trips, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on the Short-Term Missions Database logo on the left, where you can find out about short-term trips all over the world in construction, evangelism, and more. That's the Short-Term Missions Database at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.